USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The torrential rain that battered the Northeast for several hours on Wednesday left at least 43 people dead. Some of them were killed when rising water smashed through their homes. In New York, record rainfall turned the city streets into rivers, and first responders had to save drivers that were trapped in vehicles. At least 11 people died in their basement apartments in Queens. President Biden spoke about the tragedy. He promised that help from the government was on the way.
I made clear to the governors that my team at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance that's needed.
Biden is planning on heading to Louisiana on Friday to inspect hurricane damage. Earlier today, he and the First Lady visited wounded service members at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center near Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Family and loved ones are asking for help in returning some of the people still stuck in Afghanistan. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Dozens of students from Sacramento, California have made a desperate plea for help to ensure their loved ones stuck in Afghanistan return home safely. American leaders made the tactical decision to leave Americans behind with the fall of Kabul, Afghanistan. Officials with the San Juan Unified School District in Sacramento confirmed a total of 29 students are stuck in Afghanistan. In addition, dozens of students from El Cajon were also stranded in Afghanistan.
California's Caldor Fire is nearing the Nevada border and Lake Tahoe and has now burned more than 210,000 acres. The fire, which started on August 14th, has destroyed about 800 structures. About 22,000 residents were ordered to evacuate South Lake Tahoe on Monday, and authorities are issuing more evacuations ahead of the fire. According to CAL FIRE, the blaze is about 25% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The American Medical Association, American Pharmacists Association, and American Society of Health System Pharmacists all say the use of ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19 outside of clinical trials must end immediately. The drug has Food and Drug Administration approval to treat people with infections caused by internal and external parasites. It's not approved to treat COVID-19. Ivermectin is also available for veterinary use in horses and other animals, but medications intended for animals should never be used by humans. In a statement, they said, "We're alarmed by the reports that ivermectin has increased 24-fold since before the pandemic." They noted that calls to poison control centers related to ivermectin have increased 5 times. The FDA has also received multiple reports of people who've been hospitalized after self-medicating with ivermectin that was intended for horses. They said, "You may have heard that it's okay to take large doses of ivermectin. That is wrong." The FDA emphasized no form of ivermectin has been approved to treat or prevent COVID-19. The CDC also issued an advisory saying ivermectin is not authorized for the prevention or treatment of the disease. They warned about the potentially toxic effect of the drug, including nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and overdoses are associated with hypertension, confusion, hallucinations, seizures, coma, and death. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.